A pioneering TV show turns 50 this year.
I got a truck outside with my name on it. Sanford and Son. I'm Sanford and this is Son.
That's right, Sanford and Son, a comedy smash hit in the 70s that brought black talent to mainstream America, even as it cashed in on cultural stereotypes. So let's talk about Sanford and Son and its impact with Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Eric, hey.
Hi.
Sanford and Son, as we know, is about a cranky Fred Sanford, a junk dealer in the Watts part of Los Angeles, and his long-suffering adult son, Lamont. There is a lot of authenticity on the screen, but you also call the show double-edged. What do you mean?
Well, what's interesting about shows like this is that they're showcases for great performers. So, you know, of course, Red Fox as Fred Sanford, Damon Wilson as his son, Lamont, who were really funny, but also there were a lot of stereotypes that were invoked by the show, and it made these poor neighborhoods look livable and kind of glossed over some of the challenges that they faced. Mm-hmm. And this was a show that debuted, you know, a couple of years after riots that went through the neighborhood related to, you know, civil rights protests. Yep. You know, Red Fox, of course, his charisma sort of burned through all of this. And we've got a great clip of him on an airliner. And he doesn't realize that they have food that they can offer passengers on the plane. Turns out he brought along his own snack. Let's check it out.
I won't be needing these chicken wings. Chicken wings. Would you put those things away? No, maybe somebody can use them in the second class.
Please, please.
Anybody back here want to buy some chicken wings?
So, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, my mom making me stuff like that for my lunch. So, of course, you know, it's something you can relate to. And Red Fox pulls it off brilliantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Fox plays Fred Sanford. And of course, before he was on the show, he was this brilliant and kind of raunchy stand-up comic. Let's listen to a little bit more of the show.
You paid 50 bucks for this?
Pop, this is an original Revolutionary War rifle. It's called a Brown Bess.
And he sold it to a brown dummy.
So, Eric, when you look back on these 50 years, what do you think about his character and his obvious political incorrectness?
Well, I mean, again, this was something of a trend. So Sanford and Son was co-created by Norman Lear, also the mind behind All in the Family. And so the character at the center of All in the Family was a white bigot, Archie Bunker. So with Sanford and Son, which was just like All in the Family, was based on a British sitcom called Steptoe and Son, they put at the center of it this older, irascible guy who could also be a little bigoted. You know, they had scenes where he, you know, went into a Chinese restaurant and said insulting things. And
I remember that episode.
Yeah, yeah, and the way he would refer to Latinos was often disrespectful too. And it was all in service of this, you know, sort of irascible character that was also lovable in the same way that Archie Bunker was. And it was interesting to see Red Fox be the guy who pulled this off because, you know, for black folks and folks who knew Red Fox, you know, he was a nightclub comedian who played black-oriented clubs in what was called the Chitlin' Circuit. And so he was known for being very raunchy, X-rated. Mm. He had comedy albums out. You know, I had one that I would listen to with the volume down real low with headphones on so my mom didn't know what I was listening to. Mm. So to see somebody like that become the star of a network TV show that had to be much cleaner was really an interesting sort of juxtaposition. Mm. And I'm just glad that, you know, larger audiences got to see an element of Red Fox's humor and his charisma.
Yeah. Today, Eric, do you think this character type, the Fred Sanford, the Archie Bunker and All the Family, this grouchy, prejudiced dad, can still be on the screen today? Is that a possibility today?
I do think it's possible. I think they can't be quite as explicit. Both Archie Bunker and Red Fox used racial slurs that would not be allowed on television today. You know, Red Fox had an infamous scene where he used the N-word even. But I do think that we have some characters. You know, Cedric the Entertainer plays a character on a show called The Neighborhood, who's also kind of an irascible dad. Mm. I think they were calling back a little bit to Sanford and Son in creating that show, even though Cedric's family is in better shape. Hmm. But even, you know, even if you look at The Sopranos, for example, which is considered one of the best shows on television, you know, Tony Soprano was racist and sexist, and he showed it all the time on the show. So I think this is a kind of character that we have seen often through television and that we continue to see. It's just not as explicit as they did it when Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford were on the air.
Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Eric.
All right. Always a pleasure.